With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Second American aircraft carrier has drawn closer now to the Middle East. And if those talks fizzle out, President Trump says he thought 10 to 15 days would be enough time for Iran to reach a deal. At the inaugural Board of Peace meeting, President Trump has announced 9 members have agreed to pledge $7 billion toward a Gaza relief package. He also says 5 countries have agreed to deploy troops. NASA's new boss blasting Boeing and the space agency for the Starliner botched flight that left a pair of astronauts at the International Space Station.
Administrator Jared Isaacman said Thursday, poor leadership and decision-making at Boeing led to Starliner's troubles. He also blamed NASA managers for failing to intervene and get Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams back more quickly. 2 test pilots spent more than 9 months at the station before catching a lift back with SpaceX last March. Isaacman says Starliner's problems must be better understood and fixed before any more astronauts strap in. Bob Agner reporting.
U.S. Commission of Fine Arts has given unanimous approval to President Trump's proposal to build a White House ballroom.
The panel is one of 2 federal agencies tasked to approve the project. The other is the National Capital Planning Commission, which has jurisdiction over construction and major renovation to government buildings in the region. The proposed ballroom would be built on the site of the former East Wing with a footprint of 90,000 square feet that would be nearly twice the size of the White House itself. The former East Wing was demolished last October. George Williams, Washington.
Well, memorial services being planned now to honor the life of the Reverend Jesse Jackson expanded beyond Chicago. Added events will take place March 1st through the 4th. This is SRN News. Chuck Schumer embraces gay pride.
The Democratic senator from New York has introduced legislation that would give the rainbow gay pride flag the same federal protections afforded to the United States flag. His action follows the Trump administration's decision not to fly the pride flag at a gay pride memorial in New York. Schumer refers to the Stonewall site as, quote, sacred ground. His legislation is unlikely to pass in the Republican majority Congress, and some critics say it's a political stunt. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pastor Greg Laurie will hold a harvest crusade in Canton, Ohio this summer, the one-night event taking place June 13th at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Laurie, who heads up the Harvest Mega Church in California, holds several such events every year. It will be free and open to the public. He says, my prayer is the harvest crusades add fuel to the fire, so to speak, of the spiritual awakening. This is SRN News. The Aloha State has a problem with chickens.
Lawmakers in Hawaii are working on tougher ways to deal with feral chickens as residents complain about noise, mess, and growing flocks with birds digging up yards in Honolulu. A new bill would let residents kill the chickens. Another measure fines people who feed or release them. Animal advocates have pushed back, saying Honolulu offers a program to trap chickens on private property, but it costs money, and complaints about feral chickens keep rising. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And we go from chickens to some real foul play. Authorities in Paris say someone is apparently having a good time, and when they're caught, they could be facing serious time in a slammer. Police say several perpetrators are getting their kicks by stealing silverware from numerous outdoor cafes along busy sidewalks. More details, srnnews.com.